Healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. I'm Dr. Jerry Teplitz. What Healthy Alternatives is about is we really all want to live longer, reach optimum levels of health and well-being, want to feel better, enjoy life even more, and that's what I attempt to bring you on each of the shows. My guest that I'll be interviewing a little bit later is Dr. Vernon Sylvestre. Dr. Sylvestre has been a practicing pathologist in the Richmond, Virginia area for 30 years. He became ill and could not get himself healed with regular medicine, and that forced him into exploring other options, including the spiritual side and the relationship of mind and body. His latest book that's coming out shortly is The End of Fear, The Path to Freedom with the Formula. We'll be talking with Dr. Sylvestre in a few moments. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an area of concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. What I want to talk about this week is ovarian cancer. Each year, about 21,000 American women of all ages and races are diagnosed with ovarian cancer. The problem is the diagnosis comes too late, so that 2 out of every 3 women who's diagnosed die from the cancer. Now, if ovarian cancer is early enough at stage 1, when it's confined to the ovary, a woman has a 94% chance of long-term survival. But more than 70% of women are not diagnosed until the disease has advanced to stage 3 or 4. That means only 18 to 45% of them will live another 5 years. What we're doing is not effectively screening for ovarian cancer, and doctors don't tend to recognize it. Now, a pelvic exam can unearth a lot of problems, from cervical cancer to infections in women, but ovarian cancer cannot be detected that way. Now, some of the symptoms that women can have that may be pointing to ovarian cancer are as follows: pain in the woman's pelvis or abdomen, a strong or frequent need to urinate, abdominal bloating, difficulty eating or a tendency to feel full quickly. And they may be signaling ovarian cancer, these symptoms, if any of them occur as often as 3 times a week over a period of several months. You also need to look at a family history of reproductive cancer. And if you are suspicious you may have ovarian cancer, you need to tell your doc and ask for an exam, which is a transvaginal ultrasound and or a blood test. Now, back in 2007, Dr. Barbara Goff, University of Washington in Seattle, what she found is that ovarian cancer to that point had been looked at as a silent killer. You don't discover it until it's too late. What her team found, that 149 women that they followed shared very similar constellation of symptoms in the month leading up to the ovarian cancer diagnosis. So, for example, rather than having just occasional rounds of bloating or stomach pain, the women who had ovarian cancer experienced the symptoms 12 or more times a month during a period of 12 months or less. Now, transvaginal sonography is used as a diagnostic tool to either confirm or rule out ovarian cancer in women who have these kind of symptoms. However, it is not used as a standard screening test for all women the way mammograms are used, even though there are no other reliable methods to find an ovarian tumor that early. So, unless it's approved for routine use by all women, insurance companies won't pay for it, and many doctors won't suggest it for screening purposes. The Ovarian Cancer Screening Research Program, which is since 1987, have been using this transvaginal ultrasound of more than 37,000 women, found about 500 tumors, and about 60 of them were cancer. It's also a pretty inexpensive test. It costs about $100 out of pocket. Now, if somebody has, a woman has stage 3 ovarian cancer, the medical cost of treatment could be between $200,000 and $300,000. That's quite an investment differential. We've got a situation going on, though, where members of Congress in the House, the current majority party, the Republicans, want to be slashing basic medical research from the budget. They're looking to lump all federal cancer research funding under the NCI, National Cancer Institute. And because ovarian cancer affects much fewer women than things like breast, prostate, colorectal, or lung cancer, the concern is that it'll be ignored. It's something that you need to look at because women are really dying every year from something that's caught in stage 1 is 94% healable. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can go to my website at teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. On teplitz.com, I do have where you can sign up for a free monthly e-newsletter that's health, nutrition, wellness oriented also, but I tend to cover things that I don't cover on healthy alternatives. So you go to teplitz.com, you'll see the About button, and you can click right there. On the top of the Healthy Alternatives page, you'll see a button that says Jerry Recommends. These are people, services, products that I think are valuable for you to know about. You can click there and take a look at who and what I'm recommending. Every week, I like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough, some newest discoveries, latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. Last week, I went through 5 home remedies that really work. This week, I want to cover 5 others. First one is witch hazel. Witch hazel is used as an astringent to help tighten the skin and relieve inflammation. It's actually the main ingredient in commercial hemorrhoid pads, and it's used to relieve mild itching and irritation. And you can actually get the same result at home with pads you moisten with witch hazel yourself. And if you want even more relief, use chilled witch hazel. The second home remedy is ginger. Ginger can help reduce nausea and relieve motion sickness. Some studies have shown that taking 1 gram of ginger an hour before surgery can help reduce nausea and vomiting during the first 24 hours after surgery. The National Cancer Institute found that people undergoing chemotherapy who take as little as 1/4 of a teaspoon of ginger daily for 3 days before chemo, they cut their nausea by 40%. And they found that a small amount of fresh or powdered ginger works better than a large dose, and that ginger taken with anti-vomiting drugs worked better to control nausea than the drugs itself. And Suzanne Zick from the University of Michigan recommends eating 1 or 2 pieces of crystallized ginger, and you can get that in a supermarket before you go traveling, and she says don't go above 2 grams of ginger. The next home remedy is something unique, and it's water. Well, water used in a different way that they found from some research that gargling daily with plain tap water can help cut the number of colds and respiratory infections you're getting, as well as relieving symptoms if you're already sick. There was a 2005 study of nearly 400 healthy volunteers in Japan aged 18 to 65, and they found those who gargled three times a day with just tap water had nearly a 40% reduction in respiratory infections during the cold and flu season than the control group. And when the subjects did get sick, gargling reduced bronchial irritation. Now, you can also use salt in your water because it draws out extra fluid from the throat's inflamed tissue as well. The fourth home remedy is milk of magnesia. It's a liquid, milky substance that if you put on a canker sore, and what you want to do is actually first put a mixture of half water and half hydrogen peroxide, and then dab on the milk of magnesia, and while it won't heal the sores, it gives relief from the symptoms, so you get relief from the pain of that canker sore, which is a small ulcer that appears inside the mouth. The last home remedy are cranberries. If you're prone to bladder infections, drinking cranberry juice daily won't cure them, but it can help prevent them. Now, you do have to be careful if you're taking anything like a blood-thinning medication, like Coumadin, Plavix, aspirin. You need to be careful with that, you know, taking cranberry juice. But if you don't have that issue, a 500 milligram cranberry extract pulled twice a day is effective at preventing urinary tract infections. What cranberry juice is doing, instead of killing bacteria, and by the way, antibiotics kill all the bacteria, even the good ones in our system, what cranberries do is keep the bacteria from attaching to the bladder wall in the first place. So those are your healthy breakthroughs for this week. Before I bring on my guest, Dr. Vernon Silvest, I'd like to pause for this message.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
My guest today is Dr. Verna Silvest. Along with his wife, Anne, he founded Healing Waters Large. He's been a practicing pathologist in the Richmond, Virginia area for 30 years. He grew up as a preacher's kid, and he became aware at an early age of a wide range of human problems, including disease and death. And this, for him, sparked a search for answers and solutions. So he studied medicine, became a doc, went into pathology, but he also got frustrated at his initial quest for understanding and looking and exploring. And he wound up actually getting ill at one point and had to look at other options for himself. We'll talk about that a little later. And he wrote a book about that experience and what he's learned called The Formula: Who Gets Sick, Who Gets Well, Who Is Unhappy, Who Is Happy, and Why. And his latest book, soon to be released, is The End of Fear, The Path to Freedom with the Formula. So, Dr. Vernon, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for having me.
So tell us how you went from what we'd call the straight, upright doc into alternative approaches. What got you motivated to do that?
I got sick. I got unhappy. I began to realize that the solution to my unhappiness was not going to be found in any way that I had experienced myself before. And then the illness turned out to be a chronic, so-called incurable disease for which I have a genetic marker, extremely painful. So at that point, I just began to search and look beyond what I had accepted, which was pretty much in the conventional realm.
So you came out of conventional doc to that point, and then your lack of getting any answers from the conventional side started you looking alternatively, huh?
Yes, and I began to seriously do a spiritual search. I pretty much had laid spirituality aside and not relevant, and that, however, was the only solution, if there was a solution, and I hoped there might be. So I did have a little bit of hope. And I did have a background growing up in a Methodist minister's home with spirituality, but the spirituality that I witnessed growing up didn't seem to cause enough happiness to make me be that confident in it at the time. And I saw a lot of pain and suffering in that context. But I surrendered and prayed, and within 9 months, I was completely well. I mean, it was miraculous. I learned a lot along the way, of course.
So was in the healing, was it primarily the spiritual side that healed you, or is it doing alternative approaches as well, so
it
a combination?
It was the spiritual approach, and what I learned is the physical body is a manifestation of energy, and it's the energy of consciousness. And we do have an unconscious Freud called the superego, in which we repress a lot of negative emotions that outpicture in the body as it would in a dream. I learned through the science, actually, that the body actually can be thought of as a thought form within a dream. And so healing occurs at the mental emotional level, the level of mind. But science also has confirmed within its math that there is the phenomena of multidimensionality. And so there is a higher dimension that is pure love, that is the most powerful force in the universe. And it is love because it's love. It requires nothing. It's unconditional, and it increases. It's the nature of infinity from the wholeness that it is. It increases it. And I surrendered to that, and that came through with a lot of information as well as the mental emotional healing and learning what forgiveness is and allowing it to happen.
By the way, going back into your medical career, why did you originally go into pathology? Because that's kind of...
Growing up as a preacher's kid, I saw a lot of suffering coming to my father's office at the church. And I thought, you know, we're bodies, I thought, and our minds are in our brains, and why is there so much pain and suffering? And so this led to a search to understand the body, what makes it work, what makes it sick, how can it be healthy? And pathology is the science of medicine, where we actually dissect the body anatomically and molecularly to discover abnormalities and try to understand where causality is. I found a lot of disease and the effect of the disease in the individual's life. I rotated through psychiatry as a medical student, and I saw a lot of emotional pain, but I didn't find within the psychotherapy that was basically Freudian the solution to their pain. We treated it with drugs. So I didn't find the answers, and so at that point I just sort of gave up and went out to live my life and try to make myself happy.
So
I use the term try to make myself happy.
Yeah. Good luck, fella. try and try.
So, well, my wife didn't make myself happy, so I blamed her, and I didn't make her happy, so she blamed me, and we wound up divorced. And so I felt a lot of guilt about that because, you know, part of making yourself happy is make yourself a good person and conduct yourself based on what you have learned is good. And for me, divorce was unacceptable, but I wound up divorced, and shortly after that, I wound up physically ill, extremely painful disease that lasted, 4 to tolerate the physical pain for that long, but then I became so sad, depressed, that the emotional pain was more than I could bear. So I surrendered to spirituality with the help of my dear uncle, who hauled me off to All Saints Church there in Richmond, and I was prayed for in the altar of St. Luke's once a month, and then I began praying, and synchronicities occurred that brought me information that helped me to see myself and the world differently. And one significant event was went down to Duke Medical Center at one point for one last stab at the conventional approach, and I met Dr. Winger, who had done research with the 40 American scientists back in 1978 on the Shroud of Turin.
Mm-hmm.
He introduced me to the work. Actually, he had a local television show, and that's where I saw it, and then I met him. And I researched the research and came to the conclusion that there was a resurrection and that these events did occur. And so I began to experience a real connection with Jesus. Coming from my background, when I get scientific information, it makes it so much stronger for me. You know, the image on the shroud is quite phenomenal. The carbon dating is a total fiasco. That's been clearly determined. The image on the shroud is basically like kind of like an MRI. There's a burst of energy emanating from the body that left that image that is recorded. Actually, it's digital information that can be translated into a flat three-dimensional image, and you can actually look below the surface. And so I understood the science behind it, that a burst of energy that affected the energy field of the body that brought it back, and the soul returned to it, functioned through it. But I realized he went through that process because he loved me, and he loved my ex-wife and everyone else, and I began to feel love and began to realize that if he loved everyone else and I didn't reach for that, I wasn't accepting his love for me, and if I didn't love myself, I wasn't accepting that love. So I realized what forgiveness was. Let it be as if it had not happened, and that's what Jesus demonstrated. All effects of fear disappear in the present experience of love. Within 3 months, I was completely well.
So why do people get sick in the first place?
Well, we have some conventional molecular research that has demonstrated the effect of mental, emotional stress, and of course all stress is mental, emotional, so that's redundant, on the molecular experience of the body. And based on science, the body actually is a manifestation of interacting energy fields, and the energy fields that are producing the body is the energy of consciousness, the mind, and the body becomes a symbol of what's going on in the mind as a symbol in the dream. The latest word in physics is actually time and space are an illusion, and our minds are powerful enough to make this look real, experience real, kind of like the Matrix in that movie. So if we have repressed guilt, fear, guilt, which sort of flip sides of the same coin associated with grief, depression, which people translate into anger, projected as anger to try to disguise it and repress it, or express it in suffering to try to appease the feeling of guilt by physical pain, disasters in one's life, and at the same time trying to find happiness by making a substitute self defined through the body's experience, etc. And that will never work. Substitutes don't work. And you're trying to find love for yourself through somebody else or through your activities or performance and conduct and your physical appearance, your finances. It's not going to work. It's going to leave you empty. Sometimes if the carrot is in the distance and you're chasing it, you have a little more hope. When you get it, it's gone. And so you see people who are totally successful winding up dying at 40 from overdoses, et cetera, or 50 and so forth. But at that mental, emotional level, that pain is expressed in the body. And one thing I noticed in my own disease is that when I became more and more depressed, then the physical pain wasn't quite as bad as it began to approach the surface. And so physical pain sometimes, well, physical pain is an attempt to avoid emotional pain. We press it and it outpictures in the body, but it does so symbolically.
Let me stop you now because I need to take a break. So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplin. We'll get back to my guest, Dr. Vernon Silvest, in just a moment.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why T&I Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the WebTalkRadio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, whether you're a pro or a duffer. This is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So my guest today is Dr. Vernon Silvest. He, with his wife, Anne, founded Healing Waters Lodge. He's a practicing pathologist in the Richmond, Virginia area, been doing that for 30 years. He grew up as a preacher's kid. He started exploring notions of disease and death. He explored even further, became a medical doctor. And then he became ill, and he couldn't find an answer in traditional medicine. He looked to the spiritual side where he found answers. He's written a book about that experience called The Formula: Who Gets Sick, Who Gets Well, Who Is Unhappy, Who Is Happy, and Why. And his latest book that you'll be able to find, if it's not out, it'll be out shortly, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and other bookstores, The End of Fear, The Path to Freedom with the Formula. And if you want to get in touch with Dr. Vernon, learn more about him, go to healingwaterslodge.com, healingwaterslodge.com. So, Dr. Vernon, before we broke, we were talking about people getting sick. And so let's flip it now and talk about how do they go about getting well.
Well, although I was a practicing pathologist at the time, after my healing, I realized I could apply this directly with patients and help them get well. So we opened a clinic, and I began to see patients as a primary care doctor with miraculous results, which I talk about in the first book and also in the second book coming up. And what people need to do is first understand where healing occurs, and then have a willingness to go into that venture and to discover and allow themselves to maybe experience the negative emotions coming to the surface, but not hang on to them, but to release them, and activating a connection with higher dimension by prayer, meditation, and maintaining that connection by being vigilant with what they think, and focusing on their intent to feel that energy, which is love. And it works. I've had chronic diseases healed in a couple of hours. I've seen tumors disappear. And so those cases are recorded, and I highly recommend getting that book and read the chapter called The Body is a Symbol, where I describe my work with patients.
So can you talk about how people can access spirit for healing? Because some listeners may not know. What do you got to do to get there?
Well, based on science, the energy of consciousness is omnipresent. In other words, based on science, everything is interconnected instantly, independent of time. And that is multidimensional. There is a higher dimension. Even Herb Benson at Harvard admitted he believed in God after he studied meditation since 1980. He wrote the book, I think it was 1980. In the last book he published, he admitted in the last chapter, believe in God. There is evidence, good evidence, that yes, there is a higher dimension. Yes, it is wise. Yes, it is love, and it's love because it's love for no other reasons, unconditional. we can activate that connection by thought. When you think about something, you activate your connection with it. And we're thinking about past, future, third dimensional experience most of the time. We need to stop and think about God. You don't need to use the word God. Use love, wisdom, omniscient, omnipotence. Think about God. Activate your connection with it. And focus on your intent to heal. You can use words, visualization. The energy is love. So this is why forgiveness is so important, because love is the opposite of fear. And actually, love will dissolve fear. And fear is an altered state of consciousness that's not shared by higher dimension. Thus, you could call fear is a delusional state, and the energy manifests through it. We could call a hallucination. The world is a dream.
Let me ask you a question, because it's easy to say to forgive. For a lot of people, it's hard to do. They've got blocks that come up. They've got those negative thoughts that keep coming. What kind of thing do you recommend when somebody feels like they're stuck and they can't get to forgiveness?
Well, if they realize that forgiveness will bring to them their own peace, joy, and healing, then if they're willing to love themselves enough, then they'll become willing to forgive. Now, I realize the world seems awfully real, and we feel like we've been hurt, and it's hard to let go of this is our identity. But all it takes is a little bit of willingness, and that energy will come through willingness and bring it about. And it varies from individual, and even in my own experience, I've had negative emotions come up and heal in seconds, and sometimes it takes a few hours, a few days, or even a few months. But keep working on it in prayer, meditation, and vigilance and focus. And gratitude is a component of love. So be grateful for everything. So using that formula, prayer, meditation, and vigilance, monitor your thoughts all day long. Witness your thinking and your feeling. And as the witness, choose a different thought and feeling that reflects what we call the higher self, that higher dimensional aspect of yourself that is not separate in its awareness from God. And so it does take discipline. And yes, there are some people who are not willing yet. And, I must admit, it took me a lot of years before I've surrendered and was willing to even think about the possibility that there was something beyond what I thought needed to be real.
And that's with even having lots of pain and suffering personally for yourself.
Yeah,
it just takes a long time.
Was a manifestation of repressed energy of fear, guilt, and then the emotional pain came to the surface, and then that's when I surrendered. I tolerated the physical pain for 4 years, but when the emotional pain went beyond my ability to repress, that's when I finally had to surrender.
Yeah, for a lot of people, I think it's pain has a benefit that when it gets to the level you're talking about, that it forces you to look at other ways of how the world operates from what your belief system was.
We can grow and learn and evolve by inspiration. Most people, I think, have to have some desperation to do it. So that's why I say be grateful for it. It tells you where you are. It's part of self-discovery, and that's why we're here, is to discover what needs to be healed that blocks our awareness to love's presence. Love is there always waiting for us in our willingness to let it come through, and it'll change whatever needs to change so that it can reflect in our lives, including physical health, holy relationships, prosperity. And it's just amazing what happened in my life that I thought should come to an end. I was so depressed, and then voila, it's rejuvenation. That's why we call our retreats rejuvenation retreats.
Great. And you do these rejuvenation retreats at your lodge, Healing Waters Lodge.
We have long weekends, Friday through Monday, and then we have week-long, and we schedule them all the time. We usually don't say, we're going to do one here, we're going to do one there. We just do them, and people call in, and we go with it. And we have other options too, which you can see on the website. But sometimes if we don't have a retreat going, people can come in and stay at the lodge and have counseling sessions with me and do a variety of things. And it could be an individual retreat, a small group, a family, or it could be one of our rejuvenation retreats.
And the healingwaterslodge.com is the website. And where is it located? Is it near Richmond, Virginia?
It's 140 miles west of Richmond, 70 miles west of Charlottesville. It's in the Allegheny Mountains of Highland County, west of the Shenandoah Valley, the last county in Virginia before you get to West Virginia. The farm was previously owned by Elizabeth Kugler Ross, and we had the opportunity to purchase it when she retired. Her conference center is next door. We don't have her conference center. It was nonprofit. She gave that to another nonprofit group, but we do have a 177-acre farm on which we have this lodge that includes an addition to an 1860 log house, and so it's quite charming.
Great. And for those who want to take a look at Dr. Sylvest's new book, it's called The End of Fear, The Path to Freedom with the Formula. Dr. Sylvest, thanks for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives.
Well, thank you, Jerry. It's an honor.
My guest next week is Laurel Langmeyer. Laurel is one of the most innovative and visible money experts that's out there. She's the author of 5 bestsellers, including The Millionaire Maker, a 3-book series, another one called Put More Cash in Your Pocket, and her latest book, Yes Energy, The Equation to Do Less, Make More. It's skyrocketed to number 1 on Barnes & Noble's and Amazon bestseller list. It was at number 4 in the New York Times. And Yes Energy is about what you can do for yourself to really create a positive impact on you. We're going to be exploring this notion of Yes Energy with Laurel Langmeyer. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.